Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And we got our good buddy Ed Abel back on the show. Ed is one of our great members of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of Abel Business Institute, and he is here to talk to us about what you and I can do to make sure that we have a great year in our small business. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What you got on your mind today?
How do we get off to a good start for 2011?
All right, let's do that.
What kind of planning and actions are we set to take?
What we got to do?
Well, you know, Jim, I think the biggest problem small business owners have is they never have enough time to do the planning. You know, and from time to time,
they never have the time, or they never take the time.
They never take the time.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. They never take the time to properly plan. And I'm not talking about the year. I'm talking about the next quarter, just the next 90 mm-hmm. days. And I think what often happens for small business owners, it's an overwhelming feeling. Most of us either are alone or we have a very small staff, and we don't really have the structure or the direction to plot the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we look at it as a whole year. Oh, my God, I don't know where we're going to be next December. It seems so far away. So we wind up procrastinating and never really taking actions to plan the year.
So what you're saying that you don't care what your frame of time is for your plan. You don't care if it's 24 hours or 7 days or 30 days or 90 days or 365 days. You're saying that whatever your horizon is, whatever you're comfortable with as a planning horizon, identify that and do that?
Well, yes and no. And here's the issue. The issue is that things change. And when we get into this long-term planning, you need to have a vision. Okay, so we need to kind of look at, what do I want to overall accomplish for the year? But as you break that down into the bite-sized pieces, you need to really break it down into the quarter, and then into the month, and then the
mm-hmm.
weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But that even sounds like a lot. Oh, I got to go to the quarter, the month, the week. But if you just really start looking at what's the next quarter, what do we need to accomplish over the next 90 days? Because things are going to change. And what happens is we tend to throw the whole plan out the window
mm-hmm.
when change occurs. Because don't forget, most people are planning on the entire year.
Right, right.
And I think we have to go back to basics, plan small pieces, action steps, written out, laid out. Even if you take one of those huge post-its, slap it up on your wall. What's it look like for the next 90 days?
Mm-hmm.
So you and your team kind of are seeing the same picture and how to get there. But here's the problem. Most of us don't break it down into the bite-sized pieces.
Yeah.
You know, you want to build a website. Great. That sounds like such a huge task. Where
mm-hmm.
do I begin?
Right, so you're saying identify all the moving parts of a project, and take the first part of the project on as your first part, the first part of your plan. Don't get overwhelmed by where you're going, where you want to wind up. Just take the first step.
Exactly, it is about taking that first step, but it's about a planned step. Most of us, and I put myself in that category. I am a small business owner. Most of us, you know, we shoot from the hip. You know, we tend
yep.
to take
yep.
action, but it's not really a planned action. Some of us go intuitively. We kind of have a sense what the right next steps are. But that doesn't mean you're effectively planning.
Mm-hmm.
And what normally happens is it becomes the fire drill.
Right.
Or you bring to market things that really aren't ready to be at market. And I'm a big push on, you got to launch, you got to ship, you got to make it happen, but you also have to do it correctly. And if you don't plan, you wind up sending things out in the, I'll use the term, the beta version.
Right. Well, let me give people a really good reason to do exactly what you're saying.
Great.
Folks, we're all going to, we all make mistakes. We don't have all the answers. We're going to give it our best shot, and sometimes we're wrong. If you do what Ed says, and you break the big things down into tiny pieces, as small as you can get them, well, you're going to make mistakes in those. So make little mistakes. Don't make big mistakes. And the little mistakes might cost you nothing. You might only just learn something. They might cost you nothing. Instead of waiting, when you don't plan, that means you're waiting till you have to make a big decision. And Ed, that's when we make the big mistakes, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and again...
And those are the ones that can take us down. Hold on to that thought, Ed. I'm going to let you come back right after these messages. Ed Abel and I will be right back. We're talking about planning for the new year, folks. Very important. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.